here's a story from The World.
So have you ever been to a wedding where a dog is the ring bearer? It is a thing, probably not this year, though. It's not the most ideal wedding season, to say the least. Many couples have postponed because of the pandemic. Others have gone ahead with ceremonies, just much smaller than planned, with guests social distancing. Then you've got the couples that have moved things online. And if they have family spread across the globe, that can actually be a blessing in disguise. Reporter Lucia Benavides in Barcelona attended her brother's Zoom wedding recently, and Lucia graciously offered us this insider's view of the nuptials.
Since my family and I moved from Argentina to the U.S. in 1998, my two brothers and I often wondered what we'd do when and if we married. Do we ask our Argentine relatives to travel? Do we ask our American friends to come with us to Argentina? Do we get married twice? We could have never imagined that a pandemic would eventually decide that for us. At least for one of us, my brother Santi, who married his Russian girlfriend Jenya on July 31st. The only ones present were my parents and their Austin, Texas home. Even the Justice of the Peace participated virtually.
Welcome everyone who is attending today. I can hear that we've got a wonderful group of family and friends. And I have been experiencing some beautiful 21st century weddings with Zoom.
There were attendees in multiple time zones. Friends and family in Argentina, Croatia, Spain, Italy, France, Turkey, Russia, Kazakhstan, Singapore, Canada, and various U.S. states. The 30 little squares containing different faces in an array of living rooms and kitchens were overwhelming. After the vows, it was a classic Zoom moment where nobody was muted.
Turn us on.
When someone spoke up, everybody could hear. And not everyone spoke the same language.
Sorry, can I take 1 second to translate into Russian? I have Russian family. That's a great question. I was about to ask about giving time for translations in any language. So do that now.
There were three languages interwoven throughout the ceremony, English, Russian, and Spanish. But there was one part that needed no translation.
By the authority vested in me by the state of Texas as a justice of the peace for Travis County, I happily pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss. Congratulations!
People shouted in Spanish, "Vivan los novios," long live the newlyweds. And Jenya's Russian relatives chanted "Gorka," which I learned that day means the couple has to kiss every time it's said. I still don't know who picked up the violin at that point. It was too hard to keep up with who was doing what. After the initial champagne popping, the celebration continued for 3 hours. Let me repeat that, a 3-hour Zoom call. But it was a lot of fun. There were nonstop speeches, maybe the most I've ever heard at any wedding. People looked on and listened, or waited for a translation, and sometimes cried, or poured more champagne, or got up to deal with a whining child in the next room. Of course, there were technical difficulties. That's my aunt yelling at my grandma to mute herself. There were even a couple of musical performances. It's not the wedding I would have imagined for my little brother. For starters, I would have liked to hug him after he took his vows. I would have liked to hug my new sister, my parents, make jokes with my other brother about being left behind, dance with my cousins, gotten to know my new Russian family. But realistically, that kind of celebration wouldn't have been possible, regardless of any pandemic. It's just part of life when your loved ones are spread across the globe. This was perhaps the only way to really have everyone present. For The World, Lucia Benavides, Barcelona.
Нам хотелось знать наверняка.
and life goes on, weddings and all. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston. You can find us online anytime at theworld.org. I'm Marco Werman, stepping away from the mic for a few days. Carol Hills will be with you on Monday. You all stay strong, stay safe, and have a great weekend.